are welcome to the Rohi Word. You are about to be transformed by the power of God's Word through His servant, Pastor Emmanuel Mephel. Pastor Mephel is a teaching evangelist who preaches God's Word passionately with signs and wonders following. He serves as the founder and lead pastor of the Rohi Church, a Christ-centered, family-focused, and discipleship-driven ministry. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, let us hear the Word of God.
So today I'm talking about Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, I've talked about it. Cold and heat, winter and summer, I've talked about it. Day and night, I'm going to talk about them today in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the Bible says, while the earth remains, while we are still alive, whilst the earth continues to run, whilst you can see each other, whilst you can wake up in the morning and step out, the Bible says that seed time and harvest will not cease. Cold and heat will not cease. Seed time and harvest will not cease. Cold and heat will not cease. Winter and summer will not cease. And day and night shall not cease. So it means that for as long as you live, you are going to have days and you are going to have nights. And literally, there are days and there are nights. Whichever country you go, you will see day, you will see night. Depending on the season, sometimes the night is longer than the day. Sometimes the day is longer than the night. But definitely, we have days and we have nights. A few days ago, I was sitting with one of my pastor friends who was talking to his family in the United Kingdom. And then it was on video. And it was 4 o'clock here. And 4 o'clock here, you can see the sun. You look out there, 4 o'clock over there, the place was dark because the weather has changed. So their night had started already, and yet we were in the day. It's the same with life. The fact that somebody is in the night does not mean we are all in the night. The fact that somebody is in the day does not mean we are all in the day. Everybody will experience their days, and everybody will experience their nights. I said everybody will experience their days. Everybody will experience their nights. Your day will be different from my day. My night will be different from my night. But the bottom line is that you would have your day, you would have your night. I will have my day, I'll have my night. As long as the earth remains, day and night will not cease. Day and night will not cease. And when a wise man tells you day and night, don't only look at the bright sun to say it is day. And don't only look at the dark night to say it is night. When they say day and night, they are not just literally talking about daytime and nighttime, but they are talking about a certain season of life, a certain season of time, a certain dispensation of life. There's a dispensation that is called day, and there's a dispensation that is called night, not necessarily light and dark. It could be dark, and yet it will be your day. So you can be your day even in the night. You can be in your day even in the night. And you can be in your night even during day. What I'm trying to say is that let's shift from the literal translation of day and night. That day is when we wake up and night is when we go to bed. Day is not when you wake up. Night is not when you go to bed. Those are just times of the times of the day. But really, day is between a certain age to a certain age, and night is from a certain age to another age. And whatever you do, you would go through the day and you go through the night. Because day and night are not the same, you don't approach day and night the same way. Because day and night are different, you approach them differently. Because day and night are different and they are used for different things, you prepare for the night during the day. If you don't prepare for the night during the day, you will do what you must be doing during the day in the night. And the time that you are supposed to, there's a time for everything that one has to do. You cannot be doing the things that you are supposed to be doing during the day in the night. Even literally, physically, you can't do the things that you can do during the day. You can't do it in the night. Are you understanding me? There are many things you can do in the day that you can't do in the night. In the day, you can walk around without light. But in the night, you need light to move around. In the day, your movement is faster, but in the night, you have to be very careful as you move. In the day, you can see people clearly, but in the night, you don't see that clearly without light. Are you here? In the day, you are more careful in the night than in the day. Because in the night, anything can happen to you, but in the day, you see very well. So you are very, very well aware of your environment. So the things that you can do in the day are not the same things that you can do in the night. If you stop or if you don't do the things that you are supposed to do in the day, you will be forced to do it in the night under difficult conditions. So during your daytime, you'll be able to climb a building easily. You'll be able to climb a tree easily. You'll be able to do a lot of things easily. But in the night, those things, those same things, that same person will not be able to do it that easily because the season has changed. I'm talking about day and night. They will never cease. You can't do in the night what should be done or should have been done in the day. Hallelujah. So the day is for preparation for the night because in the night, movement is slower. Visibility is lower. Control is lower. Work is lower. And because of that, we must take full advantage of the day. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 23. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 23. Don't worry, I'll break it down for you further so that you will know where your day starts from and where your night starts from. For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. Even in the night, his heart takes no rest. This also is vanity. Don't move further. For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. But what I want to talk about is even in the night, his heart takes no rest. What does it mean? It means that in the night or the night is for resting. So the Bible is saying that even in the night, when you must be resting, his heart takes no rest. Obviously because he did not prepare the day very well so that in the night he will rest. For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. His days are sorrowful, his work burdensome does not depict that he is preparing. It is possible that he's not preparing, he's not doing much. That's why his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. Then he goes on to say that even in the night, when he must be resting, his heart does not rest. So the day is for something, the night is for something. Let us establish the fact that the night from this verse is for resting. The night is for resting. The night is for relaxation. The night is for taking it easy. But if you have not prepared during the day, the night, your heart cannot rest. Your heart will not be relaxed. Your heart will not be at peace. Your heart will not settle. Your heart would be beating. Your heart will be working at 70 when you are supposed to be taking it easy. That is the time that you have become chief mason. In your night, when the heart takes rest, that is the time that an unprepared day has created a tiresome night. I'm talking about day and night. And the Bible says, it shall not cease. So you can sit down and think that, oh, the thing that he's saying, as for me, it will happen to me. Your night will come. Your day has come. If you don't prepare for the night, your night will be as burdensome, as tiresome, as difficult as anybody's day. But you can look around and see some people too who are in their night and they are taking it so easily. They are relaxed in their night. They are settled in their night. Their hearts are at peace in their night. Their hearts are at rest in the night. Why? Because they prepared well during the day. They prepared well during the day. The day is for work. The night is for rest. John chapter 9 verse 4. John chapter 9 verse 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The day is for work. The day is for work. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Because the night is coming when you cannot work and you must be resting. The night is coming when you cannot, not you will not. You cannot. In your night time, you cannot work. In your nighttime, even if you want to work, you cannot work. Even if you feel like working, you cannot work. Even if you desire to work, you cannot work. Even if you are determined to work, you cannot work. Even if situations around you, life has made it impossible for you to rest. You can still not work because it's night. Daytime is the time for work. I must work the works. I must work the works. I must work the works while it is day. I must work the works while it is day. I must do the business while it is day. I must do the marriage while it is day. I must take care of the children while it is day. I must build the ministry while it is day. I must start the branches while it is day. I must do the evangelism while it is day. I must push the things of God while it is day. I must build a church for God while it is day. I must raise men and women while it is day. I must build families while it is day. I must strengthen people while it is day. I must encourage people while it is day. I must push them while it is day. I must drive them while it is day. I must do all the things that God has called me to do while it is day. For a night comes where no man, no woman, nobody can work. That is why if you are in your day and you are resting, I pity you. If you are in your day and you are relaxed, I am sorry for you. If you are in your daytime and you can sleep, I cry for you. During the day, I must work the works. I must work the works. I must labor the labor. I must push the push. I must work the works. I must do the things. I must labor. I must sweat. I must tire. I must push it. While it is day, I must work the works. Why is it that it is day for you and you are not working the works? It is day for you, you are sleeping the sleep. You are not working the work. You are not pushing the push. You are not laboring the labor. You are not digging the ground. You are not planting the seeds. You are not pushing yourself. You are on autopilot, relaxed during the day. You are in danger of a tiresome night. In danger of a tiresome night. If you cannot work the works of him who sent you, and it is not only preaching that is working the works, it's not only evangelism that is working the works of him who sent you. You are not only sent here for evangelism. You are not only sent here for ministry. You are sent here to build businesses. You are sent here to build houses. You are sent here to build people. You are sent here to marry. You are sent here to build children. You are sent here to have children. You are sent here to build churches. You are sent here to do ministry. You are sent here to become rich. You are sent here for various things that God called you to do. You must work the works of him who sent you while it is day, for the night cometh when you cannot do what you were called and sent to do. There is a period, a season, and a time where a man can do the thing that he was sent to do. If you don't take advantage of that season and you miss it, you have missed it. When you go to school and you're supposed to learn, and you don't learn and you fail your exams, yes, you may be given the opportunity again to write the exam, but the conditions will not be the same. Maybe when you are writing the first exam, you are in boarding school, so all you had to do was wake up, go to class, study, and learn. Go to class, study. Go to class, study, and write your exam. When you fail the exam and you are home, now you have to wash cars, you have to clean the house, you have to do errands, you have to do all of those things before you add the study. It is not the same. It is more difficult to make it when the time passes than when you are in season. Don't trivialize the day that God gives you. Daytime is for work. I must work the works. I must work the works. Not that I will or I may. I must. I must. The word there is must. You must work the works. If you are sitting around and you are not in the must of working, you must be sad, because you must work the works. I must. This is what Jesus said. I must work the works. I must. I must. I cannot just walk around. I must. I must be doing what I was sent to do. By this time, I must be doing something. By this time, I must be working on the things that I was sent to. But maybe you don't even know why you were brought here. That's even a problem. I'll leave you for the pastors. I'm sure they will help you along the way. But you must find out why you were brought into this world. And you must begin to do what you were sent to do. Because there's something that you were sent to do that you alone can do. Are you here? So as a human being, let me break it down a bit. From this one, we will say that our day is up to maybe 60 years. Our night is from the age of 61. from this verse, our day, I am taking the day to be up to 60 and the night above 60. But let me break it down further so that it makes life easier for all of us. So in the day, we have morning, we have afternoon, and then the night we classify it as evening. So your morning is from age 1 to 25. Your morning is age 1 to 25. And that period is for learning. 1 to 25 is for learning. Your afternoon is 26 up to 60. It's for earning. 26 up to 60. But the early part of the 26 to about 40 is not just earning, but it's earning and learning. Are you here? From 40 upwards, it is more earning than learning. So 26 to 40 is more learning than earning. But once you cross 40, you must do more earning than learning. Or better still, you must start seeing returns of your learning. And then from 60 going, it's your evening. 61 going, it's your evening. So morning, 1 to 25. Afternoon, 26 to 60. Evening, 61 upwards. If you don't do in the morning what must be done, you'll be forced to spend your evening laboriously. I said, if you don't do in the morning what must be done, you'll be forced to spend your evening laboriously. You will spend your evening like a laborer from 61. Let me give you the attitude you must have during the day. Genesis chapter 49, verse 27. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning, he shall devour the prey. If you want to devour in the morning, the attitude for the morning is ravenous. You must become a ravenous wolf to survive and conquer the morning. Ravenous, 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 ravenous. R-A-V-E-N-O-U-S. Ravenous wolf. And ravenous means extremely hungry or intensely eager for satisfaction and gratification. Did you hear me? Ravenous means what? Extremely hungry or intensely eager for satisfaction. You cannot take the day without being extremely hungry. Extremely hungry. Intensely eager for satisfaction or gratification. At your age during the day, and I've told you, the morning is 1 to 25. Your afternoon is 26 to 60 years. And then your evening is 61 onwards and upwards. From 1 to 60 is the time to operate like a ravenous wolf. Attack the day with hunger, extreme hunger. Attack everything God brings your way with extreme hunger. Attack every opportunity, every job, every assignment God brings your way. Attack it with hunger. Attack it with hunger. Attack it with extreme hunger. Extreme hunger. I have seen too many people who are full, who are not hungry, and they are just in their morning. In their morning, there's no hunger. In their afternoon, there's no hunger. If you are not hungry in the morning and afternoon, you will never eat in the evening. It is your hunger in the morning and afternoon that determines if you will be satisfied in the evening. In the morning and afternoon, don't look for satisfaction. In the morning and afternoon, you are looking for preparation. You are looking for organization. You are looking for establishment. In the evening, that is when you are looking for satisfaction. But if you are not hungry in the morning and afternoon, you will never eat in the evening. Stop eating too early in the morning. I want to buy this. I want to buy that. I want to buy this. I want to buy that. You are a joker who is going nowhere to happen. In the evening, you will be hungry. In the evening, you will be working like a laborer. In the evening, you will be tired. In the evening, you have heart problems. In the evening where you cannot do anything, you'll be putting pressure on your children to send you 100 Ghana and 50 Ghana. But if you can be hungry enough in the morning, you can be hungry and attack life like a
ravenous wolf in the morning to the afternoon. In the evening, you will be sending money to your children. In the evening, you will be sending money to your pastors. In the evening, you will be sending money to the country. In the evening, your community will know that there is somebody in our community who is helping us. When will you stop eating in the morning and start attacking life like you want to live? He says, I must do the works. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. I must work the works. I must attack the work. I must attack the marriage. I must attack the relationship. I must attack the ministry. I must attack my business. I must attack the upbringing of my children. I must attack the building of my home. I must attack the buying of land. I must attack the building of a house. I must attack the building of businesses. I must attack it during the day like there's no tomorrow, because the night cometh when no man can work, when no woman can work, when nobody can work, where you cannot earn. That is the time for you to be satisfied. That is the time for you to be relaxed. Unfortunately, on this side of our world, at 61, that's the time that an old man is looking for a job. That's when an old man is looking for a job. If an old man at that time is looking for a consultancy job, I am happy, because that man has built during the daytime. And so now it's time for him to train. It's time for him to consult. And whenever he's consulting, he charges per hour. Sometimes he doesn't even charge, because he has prepared so much that he does not have to be paid for what he's doing. Now he's building legacy. He's training other people. He's building up other marriages. He's building up other homes. He's building up other businesses. He's building up other young people, because he has prepared during the day for the night. But if we don't prepare during the day, your night will be miserable. Your night will be painful. Your night will be sorrowful. Your night will be terrible. And that's the time that your children stop picking your calls. Because anytime you call, it is one bill or the other. It is one money or the other. It's one request or the other. It's one demand on the other. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you that during the day, you will build up enough so that in the night, you will not be a pauper. During the day, you will do enough so that in the night, you will be able to relax. During the day, you will do what you must do so that in the night, you would harvest the fruit of your labor. So it says that, go back to Genesis 49:27 for me. Benjamin, or you must put your name there, Emmanuel, Peter, John, Abraham, Nestor, Mimi, Kyle, anybody, just put your name there. It's a ravenous wolf. I'm tired of seeing weak men. I'm tired of seeing weak men who are, I am tired of even seeing people who are always sick. Every time, my head, my this, my that, my this. How are you going to attack life if you're always not well? I'm tired of people who are always sick. Every day when you meet them, I'm not feeling well. It's like we are so excited about the fact that we are not well, and somebody must show us pity, and somebody must pity us, and somebody must cry for us. And if nobody does your party for you, like, hey, nobody cares. Stop that nonsense. Nobody cares, actually. Nobody cares. Live life as if nobody cares, and you are the only one who cares about your well-being. Take this life into your own hands. Stop outsourcing your life to somebody to help you and to live your life for you. They are thinking about themselves all the time. Benjamin is a wolf that devours. It's a ravenous wolf. Ravenous wolf is extremely hungry. Intensely. He's looking for something. He's looking for food. He's looking for something to establish. Ravenous. They don't sleep early. They don't wake up late. They don't walk around aimlessly. They know what they are doing. They know where they are going. They know what they are looking for. When it comes to marriage, they can tell the kind of person they are looking for. When it comes to jobs, they can tell the kind of thing they want. When it comes to school, they can tell you the school they want and the course they want to do. When it comes to ministry, they can tell you the kind of church they want. When it comes to looking for pastors, they can tell the type of pastor they want, the type of church they want. When it comes to looking for husband, they can tell the type of man they are looking for. But these jokers that have come, they can't tell you anything. What kind of man do you want to marry? Any man. What kind of woman do you want to marry? Any woman. Which area do you want to live? Anywhere. Which job do you want? Any job. As long as the Lord wills. Who told you that as long as the Lord wills? The Lord wills for your goodness. So look for something that is good for you. Stop living your life to chance, expecting life to happen. Que sera sera is long time ago. Que sera sera is only in storybooks. Que sera sera is something that the lazy man sings.
Whatever will be, will be. Who told you that?
Whatever will be, will not be. Did you not see the elections? That some people are crying foul. And some people are saying that nothing happened. Whatever will be, will not be. You must make sure what you want happens. Otherwise, you will sit down and cry when somebody is enjoying, when somebody is rejoicing. You will sit down and be crying that they have taken my husband and they have taken my wife. And this was the person, this was the job I was supposed to have. This is the house I'm supposed to live in. This is the area I'm supposed to have. Stop that nonsense. Take your life back in your hands and run your life and stop living your life like somebody owes you a living. Nobody owes you a living. Nobody owes you a living. Nobody owes you a living. Become a ravenous wolf for yourself and for your family. Devour. Then it says that in the morning, so this guy is a ravenous wolf and they describe how he lives his life. It says that in the morning he shall devour the prey. This was the blessing that was being released upon him. In the morning he shall devour the prey. In the morning he will locate the prey. You are not able to even locate prey to devour. When there's prey around you, prey is an animal that you can catch. Prey is something that you can lay hold on. Prey is anything that God brings your way. You cannot even identify the prey to even pounce on it. In the morning, you must be alert to see the prey. As you are walking around, you must be alert to see the prey. You must see the prey. You walk around like blind mice. You don't see anything. You just hit your head against the wall. You hit your leg against the ball. You are just moving around like a blind person. You don't see anything. You see land. Oh, it's land. You don't see anything. You don't see anything. One of the things that breaks my heart when I see people walking around is that people are not seeing opportunities. People are not seeing opportunities. So in the day, you must devour whatever God brings your way. He will bring you education, you must devour it. He will bring you ministry, devour it. He will bring you business, devour it. He will bring you career, devour it. He will bring you marriage, devour it. He will bring you children, devour them. He will bring you relationships, devour it. He will bring you opportunities, devour the opportunities. Don't let anything go. Devour, because if you don't, there will be nothing to devour. Look at this one. In the morning, he shall devour the prey. In the morning, he will first of all locate the prey, devour the prey. And at night, he shall divide the spoil. If you don't devour in the morning, what will you divide at night? If you don't become like a ravenous wolf to devour in the morning, to devour the business, to devour the church work, to devour the ministry, to devour the marriage God has given you, to devour the job God has given you, to devour the opportunities God has given you, what will you divide for your children in the night? What would you divide? If I wasn't devouring the word of God in the night, what will I be breaking for you this morning? There will be nothing to divide. You must devour so that you can divide. If you don't devour during the day, there will be nothing to divide in the night. Devour. You must devour, because if you don't, there will be nothing to divide at night. So Jacob, the man who received this, who released this blessing, himself is the one I want to talk about. But hey, what you must understand is that daytime is not the same as nighttime. Daytime is for work. Nighttime is for sleeping. Daytime is for work. Nighttime is for resting. Daytime is for work. Nighttime is for taking in a breath and saying that God has been good. Daytime is not for eating. Daytime, morning, Morning is for learning. Afternoon is for earning. Evening is for relaxation. May God help you. May God give you wisdom. May God give you understanding. May God give you grace to be able to understand what has been deposited in your hands. And may you work with it and become great in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Emmanuel Methel. We hope you were blessed by the message. Worship with us at the Rohi Church in Community 22, Tema. Every Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 for the tree service and 10:30 to 12:30 for the English service. We have Bible studies from 9:45 to 10:30 a.m. Tuesday empowerment service is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Download the Rohi Church app on Google Play and App Store for more life-transforming messages. Follow Pastor Emmanuel Methel and the Rohi Church on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us on 0204-336-002 for counseling and inquiry. Rohi Church, loving God, making disciples, and evading globally. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Hot Jobs Africa Limited, Ghana's number one HR firm. Looking for quality staff? Looking for a job? Contact us on 0204-336-009. Think HR, think Hot Jobs Africa.